of the book of Hebrews, and we're not for sure who wrote the book of Hebrews. This is what the writer says: how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which is the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? So I want to talk with you just briefly about so great salvation. One reason why that this salvation is so great, it's so great because of the price that was paid for it. Last Wednesday night, we celebrated his death. When I say celebrated his death, it was quite a sober service. We all took communion. We shared in his blood and his body. And then Friday night, we had a Good Friday prayer service in which we saw excerpts from various films about his suffering. And I got to tell you, I was very moved. I saw some things that probably, well, it has affected me, and things that I'll never forget. Never. And I do appreciate so much what Jesus Christ did on the cross for me. It is so great because I understand that Jesus Christ was not just another man, but that he was God with us. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. John the 8th chapter, verse 58, when they were questioning Jesus concerning his deity, Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. I don't know why, but as I prayed about this yesterday, I could just see myself in a classroom way back in East Texas, a little school by the name of Gaston School. I must have been in second, third grade a long time ago. I remember when our teacher introduced verbs to us. I didn't understand what it was all about. But the very first one introduced to us went like this: past, I was. Present, I am. Future, I will be. Was, am, and will be. I didn't know what it was all about. I didn't understand it at all. In fact, we went through several verbs before it finally came to my mind. Soaked in is what we were really learning. But the reason why that this is so important concerning the scripture I just read, this goes all the way back to Exodus 3:14, when God spoke to Moses from a burning bush. And he said, whom shall I tell the children of Israel sent me? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. He said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. Now the reason why the I am is so important is because the Bible is telling us he's not the God that was. He's not the God that will be, but he is the ever-present God. I am, always present. Now we know he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we understand that he was the God of yesterday. He's the God of the future. But what God wants to impress to us is this: that on Easter Sunday morning, we come in here and we hear all about the resurrection. We hear all about the empty tomb. But he's saying, this salvation is so great that it is also ever-present. That simply means that Jesus Christ that went about in Judea and Galilee, and healed sick people can heal you today. Now, several of you came here today with a sickness in your body. Now, in a few moments, I'll have you to stand. You can come right down here on your left and stand. We have ministers that will anoint you with oil. We have bottles of oil. We anoint people with oil. The Bible says the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and God shall raise him up. So he can heal you. Brother Larry Smith that just left, had to leave. But he had an incurable lung tumor. And God healed them this past year. He is the great I am. Another thing, too, just as he met the needs of people, if you have a need, if you'll come and just stand right here in front of these flowers, God can meet your need. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. This salvation is also so great because it's still being offered. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews, the 5th chapter, verse 9, that he is the author of eternal salvation. It's eternal. He didn't just save you and then forsake you. This past April 15th, 9 days ago, I celebrated my 50th anniversary. I have been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost 50 years. And I can truthfully say, Brother Richie, when he saved me April 15th, he's the God that still keeps me. Oh, would you stand with me? As our choir sings, come over here and stand if you need a healing. If you want to bring your need to the Lord, come on. You see, there's more to this Easter service. The same Jesus is here today. Just stand right in front if you have needs. If you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, come over here. Just come over here and stand. Come on, right now.
Yes, there's healing in the name of Jesus.
There's peace in the name.
Peace in the name of Jesus.
Everyone else. You need a healing? Come and stand over here.